It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Yes, it's time for the Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. This is a segment where we talk with CEOs and entrepreneurs. They tell their stories so we can better understand ours. Tonight, a company that was born in the Wicker Park neighborhood. If you live in the city, chances are you've had some sort of meal at Milk and Honey on Division. The cafe has been around since 2002. In that time, Carol Watson got to make her own house granola. The granola was such a hit that Watson started Milk and Honey Granola, which can now be found on the shelves of grocery stores nationwide. It's a great success story for a great Chicago businesswoman. Co-owner and CEO Carol Watson is in studio tonight to Download in Chicago Business. Carol, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about your story, because it's really a two-pronged story. I mean, you are you have a background in culinary. You have been in restaurants. You were a server. You, Mia Francesca up on Clark Street. I love your story. But you started a cafe in Wicker Park in 2002. Talk us through what decisions you were making to start that cafe back then.
Well, a good friend of mine who was actually my opening business partner, her father-in-law had just bought the building, and I just got back out of culinary school, and we were kind of trying to figure out what I want to do, and she's like, you want to open a cafe? And I'm like, sure, why not? So we did, and funny story is we're like, nobody even knows we're going to open. We had paper on the windows. We decided to open on a Saturday. We had a line down the street, and this was just before the neighborhood had really turned, and we were just, we had to close the doors early because we had a guy on the slicer hand doing potato chips, and we were, it was crazy, and it was good, and from the get-go, the cafe just took off.
Well, I've always loved Milk and Honey, and it's an area that when you talk about a cafe taking off like that, That's a business. That is a full-time business if you are going to run Milk and Honey, because like you said, there are lines around the corner every weekend to try and get into this space, and you know, there's a lot going on there. But that's not where you stopped. You were making a lot of great stuff in your cafe, including granola, and you recognized quickly that people wanted to take it to go.
They did. And that was never a plan to have a granola company, and we started making it in-house. People started asking if they could buy it to take home. So we kind of packaged it up. I think originally we had it in a mason jar, and then we had a little white bag. And naively, I went to Stanley's Produce with a couple of bags and said, hey, you want to buy this? And they picked it up. And from there, they started going through, which at the time was a huge amount, 6 cases a week or something like that. And we're like, wow, there's something to this. And it just kind of morphed into its own company. It was never planned, but it's been a really, really great thing.
As a businesswoman, as someone who had experience in the restaurant industry and wanted to start a cafe, and you had that happening, was the plan when what was the moment that you recognized that you were this needed to be a business in its own right, the granola, that it had a chance to go bigger and further than what the restaurant could do?
I think that just the demand that people coming in the cafe loved it. We started making it because I couldn't find a good granola for the parfaits. So, it was an unintentional, as things often happen, you know, for whatever reason, something comes out, good comes out of something that's unintended. And we just started, making it, and we, once again, kind of naively, didn't really know what we were getting into, and dropped it off to the Whole Foods corporate offices, and Jason Stein, who was the buyer at the time, loved it, and he was really a huge key for us, and he got us into the Whole Foods. They were doing a local push at the time, so a lot of things are just being in the right time at the right place, and I think really having a really good product,
Well, I mean, at that point, take us the challenge. I mean, just the idea of getting it in the stores and to have the luck to get it into Whole Foods or even Stanley's. I mean, at that point, I just assume that this venture. What did you know about how to get product onto grocery store shelves? That to me, I would be like, maybe I need to go back to school. I wouldn't necessarily know what to do at that point.
We didn't. It's been a real learning curve, and there has been a lot of, there are times when you kind of want to cry because, you're trying to expand this, and there's things that are beyond your control that happen. And then some days are just, everything just flows and it's beautiful, and you're like, God, this is amazing. This is great that people love this. And, But it's, you know, you just learn. It's not my background. And my director of operations, who is also an investor and a partner in the company, she's been running granola for me for 12, 13 years, and she's phenomenal. And, you know, we've grown it, you know, and we're actually in the middle of, we just got our non-GMO certification. And we're going to be doing a package change, kind of updating the package, and we're really excited about that. And then we want to take it to that next level.
Well, we'll talk about what it takes to the challenges of growth. In studio tonight, Carol Watson. She is the co-owner and CEO of Milk and Honey Granola and the Milk and Honey Cafe, which is at Division and Damon in Chicago. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More conversation on the Download in Chicago Business. Stay with us.
It's business time.
It's the Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. In studio tonight, Carol Watson. She's the co-owner and CEO of Milk and Honey, both the cafe and the granola. We're talking about that story, which the cafe started in 2002, and here we are in 2018. The cafe is still going strong, and the granola, which now, I mean, for Chicagoans, it's synonymous with Chicago. You can find the Milk and Honey granola in all the grocery stores here in town, but getting ready for another step, moving, you know, you continue to grow with this company. Let me ask this. I guess as you get ready for the next level, and here comes a repackage and you're going to distribute even bigger, what are the lessons learned from the last times you had to take steps, when you had to move up the ladder or take the business to scale? What are some of the lessons you've learned as a businesswoman that you're going to apply to this newest challenge?
Well, we know that, you know, our name, we've gotten out there really well and really with not a sales team. So that's kind of next on our agenda. I think that the one thing that's really gotten as far as with our product as it has is the fact that once people try it, I think they're repeat customers, which is, you know, a huge thing. And we've never had really a sales force before. So that's kind of next on our plan, and just to kind of expand to some markets that maybe don't know we're out there yet. So, you know, we're really strong in the Midwest. Ultimately, our goal is to be, you know, more on the East Coast and West Coast. But right now, we're kind of happy. We don't want to double in growth. We want to, you know, do it right and do it slow and do it methodically. And so, you know, we want to kind of saturate the Midwest a little bit more and then look at, you know, the rest of the country.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, you're in an office on the, I guess, the near northwest side of Chicago. And I would assume that this is an age old conversation with businesses as they try to scale, is this idea that at some point or another, if you want to be a player for the East Coast and West Coast, you're going to have to really up your production. Mm-hmm. And by upping production, changing the way maybe that you make the granola. I mean, there's a lot that goes into, and we've seen this from business and business as they grow into a much larger entity. Do you have to be mindful of that and mindful of not changing the recipe or not changing what got you there in the first place?
Absolutely. And that's something that we've talked about because if we don't want to affect the integrity of the product, and everything is hand-baked, and we literally have guys putting it in trays, pulling it out, and stirring it. And if we were to go the route of complete automation, we're slightly automated, mm-hmm. with our filler and sealer, but it would change the product, and we don't want to do that. So I think we'd be happier growing slowly and doing it the right way instead of compromising the quality of it.
You were telling me right before we started that, you know, because you were at a different place and I saw that you moved, but even the little things, like as you got more businesses that wanted the product, that meant more big trucks that would come out, and the place you're at, you had the little things you had to think about is that the trucks couldn't get through the alley. They couldn't get down the street that you guys were located at. It's a little things like that when you're a homegrown Chicago company that maybe you didn't think about, and you have to start thinking about.
Absolutely, because I remember our first big order with, I think it was with Whole Foods, or our first major distributor, and you know, they were ordering pallets, where before we were getting orders for cases, and we're like, oh, how are we going to do this? But literally, it filled up the whole space, which was a great thing. And then we were like, this, you know, if we want to grow, we're going to have to find a bigger space with a loading dock and you know, a forklift. And I know I was telling somebody, I never thought I'd own a forklift. I own a forklift.
Well, it's such a the dichotomy, the balance, the contrast of the two companies, because Milk and Honey, the cafe, I mean, that is a community center. You walk in there and there are people waiting for tables, but it's the menu's on chalk on the board. It's hectic. It's crazy, but it's also a cafe. It's that this is when you're talking about forklifts and pallets and loading zones and you know, going to scale and they're different. Talk about how do you as a business owner, and you own both of these businesses, how do you make it happen? How do you deal with that contrast that they're different beasts?
Well, with the cafe, it's more of my, I feel more at ease with it, more comfortable with it because it's my background. And now, because we're trying to take the granola to that next level, I'm backing off from the cafe and putting people in charge, trying not to micromanage so much so that I can help a little bit more over granola. And granola is, it's different in so many ways, and easier and difficult too. It's hard to explain, yeah. But they're two completely different, wonderful things.
Have you, as coming from the restaurant industry, did you have to change as an owner, as someone who's a co-owner and CEO? Do you have to deal with the issues like micromanagement and how you deal with staff once you get to a point where you're not the person who's serving the food anymore?
Yes, but my staff is fabulous. Both at the cafe and granola, a lot of them have been with us for years. And, you just have to kind of know that it's maybe not going to be perfect, but it's going to be 95%. And nothing's ever perfect. And you have to just give up that control. And they've earned my trust over the years, too. My kitchen guys have been with me for many, many years, right. And they're just fantastic.
All right, my last question for you is really just about Chicago. I mean, this is a company you mentioned. You want to go East Coast, you want to go West Coast, but you have spent a huge amount of your career here in town. What is it about Chicago that keeps you here? And why is Chicago a part of the recipe of Milk and Honey?
I love Chicago. I moved here almost 30 years ago, and I just, it's an amazing city. I have so many ties here, a lot of friends in the restaurant business, and I really love it. I think it's a great city, and, it's funny. It's nice to see it grow and change over the years, and, even coming downtown tonight, it makes me appreciate it, because sometimes I get stuck in my little circle over there, and I'm like, it's just an amazing city. Like, looking out this view right now is just
great. It's really great, yeah. Carol Watson is the co-owner and CEO of Milk and Honey, both the granola company and the cafe. The cafe at Division and Damon, the granola you can find in grocery stores all over the Chicago area and soon to be on the East and West Coast. Carol, thanks so much for coming in and being my guest on the Download in Chicago Business. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.